Our next article is called Open Doors: How a Congregation Connects with Its Neighbors. It's written by Jeff Favre, who is an assistant professor at Pierce College in Los Angeles and contributes frequently to the Living Lutheran magazine. For years, Marcia Harris worked at various congregations, first as a layperson and then while waiting for her first call before a class attended by only a handful of people made her feel that God wanted her here at Central Lutheran Church in the Van Nuys neighborhood of Los Angeles. While interning at Central several hours a week, she recognized a need in Van Nuys and started an informal English class. About 25 people participated in the first class, and it has continued to grow. "Those English classes sucked me in," she said. "People who came said, 'I want to help my kids with homework, and I need to get a better job to be able to feed my family as well as to give them housing.' And this place looked like vacant or intimidating to the surrounding neighborhood for a long time because of the homeless community. But people seeing that there was this opportunity to come back, it helped." That was only a first step for Harris, whose pastoral work represents a career shift after years of studying and working in urban planning and business management. She said God had spoken to her about creating a multi-layered outreach platform that would not only redevelop the once massive congregation, but also serve specific needs in the community, whose homeless population is substantial, and make the church financially sustainable so it can continue after she retires. To that end, Central has expanded youth programs, developed a ministry for Spanish-speaking population, and staffed a mobile food truck for the relief agency Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission. Central is also part of a new parish serving the San Gabriel and San Fernando Valleys, for which at least a dozen area Lutheran churches will share resources, facilities, and ideas. Harris has developed these plans in large part on foot. This mother of three adult children has walked the neighborhood for years, even before receiving her official call. She doesn't wear a collar, but she introduces herself to anyone who will listen and talks about what Central is doing. "I'm dang persistent," she said. "I don't take no for an answer. I don't mind locked doors. Multiple times when I've been out walking, the door has been opened unexpectedly. There's one larger complex down here, and three or four of the families that participate in either camps or English classes are here because I walked in one day when the door was open. I talk to people as they're coming and going from school, and once we started the mobile food pantry, we exploded with the fact that we care enough about them to bring food into their lives, as well as offer English class and Las Posadas and toys for their children at Christmas. Each program that began small has grown. Hosting Las Posadas, a celebration that honors the Holy Family's journey to find lodging in Bethlehem, began with a half a dozen people and grew to more than 60 or 70 this year. At Christmas time, the mobile food truck assisted more than 200 households. The atmosphere at Central is a stark contrast from what Treasury Barry Smedberg recalls from when he first joined as a child in 1955. He said the congregation once had about 2,000 members, mostly from Germanic or other European backgrounds. Central didn't keep up with the changing demographics, he said, and the membership dipped until weekly attendance was about 15. There were some discussions about closing the church. Smedberg, who was married at Central and had his children baptized there, wanted to keep the congregation going. As soon as he met Harris, he believed she has the skills to lead the charge. When she was interning here, we were ready to take her right away, he said. It was her personality and the fact that she really believed in Christ as the way to go. The fact that she had had a lot of organizational skills in business helped because that's what we really needed. We needed somebody who was a little bit of self-promoter, who would get out there and do something and tell everyone what we're doing. Well, worship attendance remains small. It's doubled since her arrival, Harris said. Many of those welcomed at worship are homeless, which is something that Marianne Matlock understands. An assistant to Harris, Matlock has experienced homelessness herself. She remembers her first meeting with Harris. I didn't realize she was the pastor, Matlock said. She invited me to services, and I came. It was kind of refreshing. This church doesn't worry about how you look or who you are. I watch her welcome anybody who comes through those doors. She's accepted in this community because she goes into this community. She's not afraid to go up and give somebody a hug, and she really listens to them. Matlock said she's watched people in dire shape come to worship, and it changes them. It's like they become a different person. Smedberg agreed, "The Lord wants us to be here and to serve those in need, and who will if not us?" Harris hopes to provide for spiritual, physical, and emotional needs and understands this will take some time. One key element of Central's outreach program is the church's in-home Bible study groups, which will likely begin with many people who speak Spanish and who were raised Catholic. As Central continues to grow, Harris said, God keeps sending her volunteers of various backgrounds. Instead of simply telling them what to do, she discovers their strengths and believes that God is moving them in that direction. Little by little, God sends us people and time to do the stuff we need to do. In the meantime, she said, people are my first priority.